Time to have a look at the meeting in Launceston on Sunday night here on From the Stables, a 10-event card that gets underway at 10 minutes to 5. And just a reminder, the changes to the local tote quaddie, which now will commence on race 5 going forward. Rowan Hillier plays a strong hand at the meeting and he joins me now. How are you going, Rowan?
Good, thanks, Tom.
That's the way. Let's kick it off with the opening event for the two-year-olds, where you put the polish on DeMarco Beach. She's had a couple of recent trials, including a victory on June 6th. So what have you made of those?
It hasn't trialled too bad. The second one was a bit of an improvement. Just an average sort of ability two-year-old with not much between its ears and probably the most unpopular horse at the stables, I reckon.
Righto. Barrier 7 probably benefit from the run drawn out there?
Yeah, we'll just snap back early and obviously Rowan had his first start. It's going to be very hard to beat, but we'll be trying to run a place from out there.
Race number 2 is for the three-year-olds with no more than 2 lifetime wins, where you train and drive at Bring the Flave. He's got a second-row draw to contend with, but was too good for his rivals in a trial back in late May.
Yeah, he trialled fairly well against the older horses. He's just an average sort of three-year-old, and he probably finds an average three-year-old race. So, although it's a bad draw, I'm sure with the right run, he can find himself in the finish somewhere.
One of the hardest races of the night, I thought, was race number 3, where your stable's represented by Prosecution Witness. Your stable foreman, Connor Crook, takes the reins here. He's had a couple of trials of late as well, including a handy second behind Illegal Immigrant.
Yeah, he's trialled fairly well. Pretty hard to line up that race. There's 3 in state runners, so it looks a really strong foremost on paper, but we'll just have to wait and see. But he's going okay. He'll be driven pretty cold and hopefully hits the line pretty well.
Righto, let's go over to race 5. It's rating 77 to 90, event over 2,200 metres. Dapadana is the horse you're represented with here. He's fenced up for 819 days. For those that don't have a good memory, why has he had so long off the track?
Yeah, he's actually retired. I think it might have been the Heat of the Easter Cup. He's had a long injury that sort of plagued him throughout all his racing career. So we retired him to a fellow that was riding him down at Devonport Way. And he had him for about 12 months and decided that he didn't want him anymore. And so he logged back home and McKenna was riding him and thought, well, she might put him back into work. So that's what she's done. And she's done all the work with him and touched wood, his leg's holding up and he's trialled really well.
Yeah, his trial on May 23 was a handy win over Gift of Joy. I think he went just a tick over 2 minutes before winning quite nicely on June 6. So with 2 decent trials under his belt, are you happy with his fitness going into this race?
Well, as everyone knows, you can't beat race fitness, but I'm sure he's definitely fitter than he's been at the trials, and his trials have been really good. So tricky draw, but he's not a horse that can do too much work early. But if he got a nice trip, he'll be right to finish.
Right, hey, Rowan, a few good chances from your stable on Sunday night. Who do you reckon your best winning chance is?
Yeah, I'll go with the old boy, Dapadana.
Righto, race 5, number 5. Appreciate the catch-up here on From the Stables, Rowan, and look forward to seeing you trackside on Sunday night.
Cheers, Duncan.